This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Let's go right to him, man. It's been a while. Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter. JD, good morning. How you doing, man?
Joseph, doing well, my man. Doing well.
Hanging in there.
Ready to enjoy this South Florida weather.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've had some good stuff too, man. This weather's starting to get cool, so it's nice.
I always have one trip each year where I get off the plane and I forget that it gets cold everywhere else. And like I don't look at the weather forecast. It's just like, oh, yeah, whatever. And this was that week I got off the plane in Buffalo and thought, ah, damn, I should have brought a coat.
You know, it's funny. I looked this morning. I got up early and I looked at the Green Bay weather for Thursday night. I did the same thing. It's That's what happens when you live down here, no question. Hey, I got to tell you, before we start, I love your one-on-one. Monday Night Football, had a chance in L.A. to see it with Tua. I thought it was really good, man. He really opened up. And he, as you know, he does not feel comfortable with everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, listen, it's one of those things, too, with Tua, where I actually sort of respect it. I know he was kind of defiant in the face of the media the first time. You know, maybe from a PR standpoint, he could do a little better in terms of understanding why people are concerned. But I sense that he's just sort of at a point where he's like, you know, I'm not going to win everybody over. Some people aren't going to understand why I play this game still. And so I think, you know, he was a little defiant in that first press conference. When we sat down, I found him to be more open about it, a little more explanatory, I guess, providing sort of his perspective. But but at the same time, like, I still sense that he doesn't feel like he owes anybody an explanation for his decision. And you know, whether you agree with it or not, I think we all kind of have to just respect it.
You know what? It's funny because we have talked a lot about it, and I think he's told some of the reporters that, hey, man, I'm tired of – I mean, you could tell. I'm tired of talking about the concussion. I'm not going to change the way I play. He made a tackle on interception. That started it up again. He's like, look it, I'm going to play football. You guys keep making – so I give him credit for one thing. He is not – everybody thought maybe he'd come back and be real careful with things. And he's doing whatever he thinks he has to do to win games.
You know, the only thing I'd say to that is – I think I fully respect his desire and decision to continue to play football. regardless of the long-term ramifications. I have kind of long felt that way. Like, I kind of subscribe to the belief that we're very situational when it comes to our opinions about concussions. You know, we'll go cheer a UFC fight, watch them bludgeon each other.
Right.
Nobody's talking afterwards about how those guys need to retire immediately.
Yeah.
But that being said, in the same vein, when Tua does say, like, I need to stay healthy and stay available for my team, that's when I start to look at plays like he made on that interception. It was an interception return, right? Where
yep.
he put his head down.
Yep. Like almost caught a knee to the head directly. Yes.
That's where it's like, okay, listen, do I think that you should be putting your body at risk in those situations for your own health? No, but it's your body. I do think in those situations, and I hate this more than anything, when any player, literally any quarterback in the NFL after an interception goes and does that, and they always say, well, it's competitive spirit, I'm pissed about the interception. You have to be available for your team. And that, to me, is the reason why he says, I got to be available for my team. That's a situation where you just can't do that. Because that could knock him out and the season's over.
I think Mike's talked to him about all this stuff too. And I don't think he gets salty with Mike when he talks to him about it, but I'm sure they've had those conversations about throwing the ball away is okay and those type of things, right? Instead of taking mm-hmm. a hit.
Even if they score a touchdown there, like right. even if they return that for a pick six, like, so, okay, so what? You move on. You can't, and it's happened too often. And honestly, like, if we can, and I understand it's a massive reason, it's hard for anybody to just let go of the long-term ramifications of concussions, but if we can just let go of that for a second and just say the beginning of this season was essentially surrendered for those four games when he was out, and it's going to be very difficult to get that
yeah,
back.
Right.
And if he goes and does that again, the season's over. So that, to me, is like, at this point, you can have the talk about the concussions and whether you should return to football, but you got to be, if you're a quarterback, whether it's your ankle, your knee, your brain, whatever, you have to find a way to avoid injury.
Jeff, I got to ask you one more Tua question, because you know Tua is always the topic, and he gets standing ovations when he gets introduced, like people go mm-hmm. nuts. And
yeah.
You've been out there and seen it. Does he hear everything? You think he hears, like, what people say? And he always makes it sound like he doesn't. He's pretty private.
Yeah.
He's at home. But I sense if he's not hearing it, he got people in his life to do.
I think so. I struggle with that in general with athletes. I mean, I've heard that my whole career. I don't listen to the noise. Yeah, you do. Everybody does. It's human instinct. And there are very few players who truly can tune it out. Like, Tom Brady acts like he doesn't listen. He listened to everything, and he used it. I don't buy the idea that these guys can just put their head in the sand. Some do. It's just the way they're built. But not to me. I think he hears it. Hence some of the defiance in that press conference. He heard enough to feel the need to be like, I'm not going to listen to what you guys think. I'm just going to play football. That being said, like, I think in some regards that's human nature.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting one, because he's actually in this new offense. We've been talking about this because, you know, we all got kind of caught up. Year three, it's going to be more down the field to Tyreek and to Waddle on the outside. And it's been mm-hmm. a short control passing game, which I just think we all have to get used to it. No, it's fine. I'm with you on that. That was going to be the second part. Mike is adjusted to whatever they're doing with that two deep that's not allowing it mm-hmm. with all the stuff underneath. And look at those nice long drives were unbelievable. They're awesome.
That's what Kansas City's doing. That's what the Bills are doing.
That's right.
You know, that game, I was at that game in Buffalo. That was a controlled attack on both sides. Like, that was controlled, clean football. And there is a formula, there is a championship formula within that. Now, the beauty of having Waddle and Tyreek, and I'm sure Mike would agree with this, is that the second that you think that this is a controlled attack, you're going to get hit over the top.
Right.
And that's where the Dolphins have to get. And by the way, I think that they are, count me among those who can put aside the first two games of the season. The Jaguars game, they grinded out. It turns out that wasn't as good as a win as we thought. The second game was the Bills game, right, when Tua went out.
Right.
He wasn't playing well through that game, but it was week two. Like, plenty of teams struggle in the first few weeks. I can buy into the fact that this team is still good. I truly can, especially when the defense plays like it did. But the problem is they're playing from behind, and now there's just no margin for error. It just makes it a very complicated situation.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, there's no question. Hey, I got to ask you, because I just thought that got home in time to watch a lot of that Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes game. My God, can we just let those two play against each other like times a year? Because they get after it. They both run more. They both treat it like a playoff game. I mean, that run Josh Allen makes at the end of the game on 4th and 2. Are you frigging kidding me? And Mahomes, by the way, is running when he had the ball, when he needed to. He took off, and it was just great.
Epic. Yeah. The game itself, the fact that both teams, you know, it's very rare to have teams with those records at this juncture of the season playing against each other. Like, I don't know, Joe, I was probably too young, but like, you know, I obviously know Brady and Manning, but I wasn't really old enough in the 80s to know about Marino and Kelly and Montana and Elway. This one feels like that to me, right? This is the one that we have right now that is truly that.
Yes. The only thing is Kelly and Marino got to play against each other twice a year that made that special.
True.
But the Elway games, when we did go out and play them, they were special. And I felt a little something, you know, cause being in the same class. By the way, same agent, both guys really close, but, you know, wanted to make a point, whether I was the last guy taken in the first round or the first overall guy. I want to show the first overall pick that year that I freaking got I can get it done. I think it's always competitive.
Josh even going throughout that week was like, you know, he kept saying it's just a week 11 game. And I'm telling, the second that that game started, like, it was absolute playoff vibes from beginning to end. You cannot tell me, I will never believe you when you tell me that they can treat that as just another game. Now here's the deal. Bills fans were all pumped up about winning that game at the end. I'm kind of sitting there like, who cares little bit?
Yeah.
You've done this four times in a row in the regular season. Like, you know, to me, I'm sure Josh was pumped about it, but at the same time, like, all right, we could check the box, but we haven't checked the big box, and that's beating him in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a different one. And I'm sure Kansas City left going, well, just so you know, Josh, you 100%. Guys, you got us, but you're going to play us in Kansas City next time, too.
Well, that's what Mahomes was great afterwards. He goes, his quote, he said, he basically said, yeah, the undefeated thing, that was fun, but that's not our goal. And it just kind of shut everything down. Like, oh, right, you guys are the Super Bowl people.
Yeah. Hey, where do you rank all these – does it seem like three or four guys have kind of separated themselves from all the other quarterbacks? Are you on that Lamar, Josh, Joe? Joe Burrow's playing ridiculous.
He is playing really good for how
bad the team is.
It's not showing up. Yeah, yeah. I am in that vein. Like, I have a very difficult time putting – and it's not – you know, like, I'll put Tua in tier two, for instance. Like, I'll put him in that tier with some of these really good quarterbacks. Like, even like Herbert, I know we continue to talk about him like he's, you know, so good and all these things. I still put Tua – like, I think there is a tier two, but there is a clear and definitive tier one. And I would say – at this point, it's Mahomes, Allen, Lamar. Like, I don't even think C.J. Stroud is in it yet.
No, I agree. Right? What about Joe Burrow? You still put Joe in there?
Joe Burrow. Yeah, those four. Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you. No, that's my four. And by the way, there's a whole, as you said, there's a batch of guys that, hey, I got no problem if that guy's my starting quarterback.
Cool. And by the way, Jared Goff is playing efficient as hell.
Playing, like,
he's
great.
Playing ridiculous. And that's the thing. Like, same thing with Tua. Like, if you've got that guy, that's okay. You just have less margin of error when it comes to everybody else.
Hey, speaking of Tua, because I've been around him now since he's been here, and yeah. I still enjoy just when he's got an edge to him, to just watching him. And he's got a little, I want to say the S word, he's got a little something to him, man. Like,
he
right
does.
Now, he's got an edge
grit,
to
man.
Him. He's no longer like, oh, hell no.
Cute Tua?
Yeah.
He's not. He definitely has an edge to him now.
And I'm glad he needed that. That's so good. It's good.
It is great. I just hope that he, you gotta like kind of use that energy the right way. And like, I think that it's important to be, you know, defiant at times, but you've got to be smart about that. Like, you've got to use it for good energy. Like, you've got to use that to motivate. And that's the other thing. Like, you talk about people who use that stuff. Mahomes uses it. Brady uses it. Those guys have that to them, that edge. But you have to manifest it in a way that doesn't turn out to be negative, to where it impacts, like, the people around you.
I'll leave you with this question. Jeff, I appreciate you coming on to talk about this stuff just because you're around these guys so much. And I know you're around Mike a lot too, but for right now. So this game against the Patriots, if they're playing the way the Dolphins have been playing the last 3 weeks, should win this game. And I'm not looking – I'm sitting here and doing radio right now, so I don't have to plan the game. But the Thursday night game is the one that everybody's going to talk about for Tua to really get over, he and the team, to win against a playoff team on the road late in the season. You agree? That's and prime time, last game on Thanksgiving.
Is that the Packers game? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, like, all these teams, I mean, they have, what is it, like a 400 winning percentage? Like, it's below 500. The remaining teams, like, a lot of these teams we thought would be better than they are, they're all beatable. The problem is that the Dolphins still have to prove that they are, you know, that they can.
Moved up a step, yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Hey, man.
Yeah, no, I think that game's going to be good.
Jeff, thank you, man. It was good getting caught up. The only thing we have now is to get caught up in Los Olas with a couple of drinks.
No, cold beer. We say it, but we gotta do it.
Have you seen Fasano? Have you seen Anthony recently?
Almost every day.
All right, so you know what? This is when I know it's almost time to retire. His son is in the same class as my granddaughter in the same school.
Who, Frankie?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, listen. Frankie,
that's when I know when the grandparent is saying, and I'm, yeah, it's a weird, yeah.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, we're going to be covering Frankie someday. I can't get this on him. Okay, there's nothing that comes out. Listen, Fasano's wife, Carrie, is one of the best humans on the planet. She's like 6 foot. Fasano's a monster. Like, Frank, their dog is even huge. Like, they don't mess around. Like, Frankie's going to be a left tackle.
Oh, my God. I hear he's a big boy. There's no question. Yeah, so we'll be seeing the family. Hey, JD, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right. See you, bub.
All right. Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter, joining us. We've got the 9 o'clock hour coming up. Stay with us.